Box to Box Media Network.
Yeah, now you are an NBA champion, Nikola. How does that feel?
It's good. It's good. The job is done. We can go home now.
It's a wrap. The Denver Nuggets akhirnya menjadi juara NBA musim ini setelah menang 94-89 di game 5 melawan Miami Heat. Series menang 4-1. This is Box Out edisi season ending.
Yeah.
Talks. What up bersama gue Raditya Alif. Papa Lele is in the house.
Yes, what's up guys?
Selalu kalau udah diajak ke situ deh pagi-pagi, gue tunggu.
Dipaketin ya biasanya.
Hey Paul.
Yeah, package.
Yeah, yeah. Ini kan apa namanya, Telvia kan belum turun, boleh gak tambahan ada barter lu main dulu kesini. Nah, sebenarnya I did not ask you like before. Karena you told me biasa lo Selasa ada show Buddy Talk kan?
Yes, correct.
Nah, terus makanya Buddy Talk ada nggak? There's my opening.
Depending. Hari ini depending kebetulan.
Itu gue udah kayak Bruce Brown ngelihat bola rebound.
bola matang.
Yeah.
Bola matang.
Here's my time to cut. Abinera Pradika as always.
Hadir.
Yang sebet tadi gue pengen ngusulin dia yang datang studio. He told me ada
right.
Meeting. Timing's not right. Tapi gue lihat Editil Basket di Twitter. Jalan terus Twitternya, so
you physically present in the meeting, tapi gue gak apa-apain sebenernya.
Mentally checked out.
Udah gak bisa lah.
Okay, but anyway, ya yeah, Denver sesuai prediksi banyak orang setelah conference finals, itu akhirnya menjadi juara. Just quick thoughts about game 5 deh, just to open up the conversation, Paul.
Yes.
What sticks out dari game 5 tadi, man?
Kyle Lowry's butt!
Hey,
sorry, Paul.
Again, Kyle Lowry had his moment, but not even Mike Lowry could help the Heat today get them out of this.
Who's Mike Lowry?
Bad Boys, man.
Oh, nama... what you gonna do?
Mike Lowry.
Oh, Mike okay. Lowry. Gue lupa nama tokohnya, gue inget yang main, Martin Lawrence sama.
Iya benar. Agak obscure juga sih referensinya, gak terlalu penting.
Okay,
karena yeah. Miami juga kan.
Oh,
Miami.
Bener.
The Miami PD.
What
anyway.
You gonna do?
Never mind, udah terlalu harus dijelasin jadi gak.
So.
What I did see was that, again, Denver has not played well at home in this entire finals. And they managed to scrap out a win. They look nervous. Di first half kelihatan kayak mereka kayak not relaxed. Kayak agak tegang. Kayak mungkin kalau emang cuman selangkah lagi, langkah itu emang langkah yang paling berat kali ya.
Final 1%.
Yes, you don't want to screw up gitu. You could tell they were nervous. Tapi at the same time, you know, the stat line that sticks out at me. 4 assist dari Nikola Jokic di mana itu menjadi senjata untuk serang Denver saat mereka kalah karena oh they only held him to 4 assists. Well, they held him to 4 assists today and they still pulled out the win.
The untrained eye.
I also see that ibaratnya tuh kalau Denver was not going to like let it go even though their play wasn't good, wasn't optimal, they haven't played to their potential, tapi at the same time mereka juga tahu bahwa well we got to just figure out another way to win, which is defense, and I think their defense was outstanding. It was a very low scoring game, kita juga gak expect it to score bakal tinggi, especially in the fourth quarter. Kayak the Heat had moments, Kyle Lowry, then they just put it out really quick. Kayak they didn't even give it a chance, then benar-benar it did come down to the end, but even if it came down to the end, not really, this was over in 5.
Yeah. Ini kalau bahasa olahraga secara umum ya, ugly win.
Winning ugly.
Yeah, like pertanda sebuah tim juara gitu kan. Ini di saat sebenarnya mereka tidak bermain sampai kapasitas terbesarnya tetap bisa menang gitu. Yeah. Itu mental gitu. How far do you agree with that statement, Abi?
100% saya setuju.
Coba lo elaborasi.
Karena ini deh, I'm gonna read you the ini akurasi Denver hari ini ya. 45%
from
dari field goal.
Oh, general.
18%, 5/28 dari 3 point. 13/23 dari free throw, setengah. Yeah, hanya setengah free throw masuk.
Itu yang gue at a point during the game, gue sempat ngira apa mereka bakal kalah di game 5 ini karena free throw-nya busuk ya.
14 turnover. Total 9 di first half, 5 at the first quarter yang ketika kata Paul tadi.
They
awal-awal tuh
di second half.
Awal kacau banget deh. But they still won. I mean, kalau ini bukan kayak kalau lu nanti dia ada di basketball encyclopedia, winning ugly itu salah satu contohnya ini harusnya.
Right.
If you click on the winning ugly, itu apa? This game is the embodiment of meaning.
Pada akhirnya the talent gap was too big.
Ooh.
Or the size was too big.
The size was too big. I'm gonna push that back on this a little bit. Everybody knows Denver is the most talented team.
Right.
Tapi Miami terlalu dibikin underdog juga menurut gue
Okay.
Soalnya look, did Bam, kalau buat gue ya, Bam main di luar ekspektasi gue. He's playing better than I was hoping. Jimmy did not. Then gue ngeliat, everybody's waiting and he had a moment in the fourth quarter. He had the back-to-back threes. Tapi the Jimmy that we saw, if the Jimmy that took the lead on the Boston Celtics, if there was the Jimmy that came back against the Bucks, itu kayak, if he was there in the finals, then this might be a lot closer series. I'm not saying they'll win, but at the same time, I'm not saying they'll win, but I'm saying talent-wise, like the gap isn't that big.
Okay, maybe, but there's still a gap,
you were just praising him two series ago.
Uh-huh.
Baru dipuji-puji kayak, this is top five player in the league if we don't count regular season. So at the same time, it's like, well, where is he now? Like you have to call him out a little bit.
Yeah, no,
it's fatigue, I think.
I totally agree. Gitu. This is not a series yang akan dimasukin ke CV-nya Jimmy Butler. I mean, I do still believe kalaupun dia sehat, talent-wise masih bagusan Denver dengan segala pengalaman melihat di playoff. Tapi speaking about Jimmy Butler, Dobby, lo sempat mention di episode sebelumnya
cedera,
yes. Right?
Katanya dia sih cedera, kata orang-orang ya. Cuman ketika ditanya tadi dia ngomong dia nggak cedera.
Ya, oke. Okay. Itu menurut lo,
so Jimmy.
Gue setuju apa?
Persona atau kayak gue Jimmy, gue nggak ada alasan.
Yeah, I think it's more the second one. Karena tapi menurut gue ya, dia terlalu menekankan bahwa dia tuh nggak peduli sama accolades dan kawan-kawan, dia cuma mau juara. Karena dia sebelum ini ada interview ngomong, gue kalau disuruh masuk Hall of Fame, ketika if I were to be inducted to the Hall of Fame, gue nggak bakal datang ke seremoninya. Everyone's like, come on Jimmy, that's just too far. Dan akhirnya kayak tadi, he's doubling down that persona. Tapi menurut gue, I think he just didn't show up.
Sepakat. Tapi let's just say, lo kan punya dugaan dia tidak optimal. Ya, dia gak show up. Bukankah tim Denver ini tim yang emang akan nge-present matchup yang sulit banget buat dia, man?
Aaron Gordon.
Gak usah Aaron Gordon. Like, Kentavious Caldwell, Pope is stripping him here and there gitu. It would have been a tough matchup either way, man.
Yeah, tapi kalau I think this is why it's hard. Karena, I mean like, again, KCP, kalau misalnya dijaga Butler, as much as I love KCP, Butler's just too strong. Terlalu kuat buat KCP. Tapi Aaron Gordon, I mean just, I don't know if this is where you want to go with it. I'm gonna just say, Aaron Gordon has been the third best player. Dengan ngeliat Jimmy kayak gini ya. In this whole playoffs,
I think. In this whole series, yeah.
So, that's interesting. The whole playoffs?
He leads the, in the plus minus.
Really?
It's the NBA. It's playoffs in the plus minus.
Enggak, gini. Is he the third best player? Okay, ini gue pushback dikit deh. Yeah. Is he the best third player in the entire playoffs or the best third player on a team?
No, in the entire playoffs.
Like entire like ranking nomor tiga buat lo.
If you like, could,
I would say.
Wait. Are we just ranking the number threes?
Kalau
misalnya Drew Holiday gitu kayak.
If we're ranking the number threes, for sure, for sure.
Every.
Wow.
Yang paling consistent.
Hot take.
I love him.
I love Aaron Gordon.
Gue ngeliat ya, waktu Jokic fall kelima di game 4. Dia masuk ke posisi Jokic. And Denver ripped, I think, 5 straight points. Dia dengan menjalankan peran Jokic di offense. Ya. Game berikutnya, tadi, he just flat out locked Jimmy.
Okay.
Game di lawan Suns, KD. Diminimalisir.
Oke. Gue tuh menunggu pilihan kata yang dipakai dia.
Diminimalisir. So like the flexibility, the role, the fact that he plays
two-way. I think he's the best third player on a team. I'm not sure.
Because he's the third player on a championship team.
It's very spicy.
Why? You put him on the Lakers. Is he going to be doing the same thing? Maybe. Salah contoh mungkin Lakers. But you know what I mean? Like, so it helps that he's with Jokic.
Yeah, that's
right. I think it helps the direct matchup is Jimmy Butler because I would say the third best player in the entire playoffs for me is Jimmy Butler.
Ooh, the entire player.
Dia juga ngomong kayak yang paling komplit gue jaga itu Jimmy Butler dibanding KD, LeBron sama I don't know, he heard Cat in the first round. So interesting, right?
Best player.
Coba aja liat top 3 players deh. And then if the third, lu bisa compare sama Aaron Gordon pasti. Coba. First one's gonna be Jokic.
Okay, langsung lo bandingin directly sama Jimmy Butler deh.
Oh, Jokic nomor 2. Makanya gue beli nomor 3.
Oh, 2. So Jamal Murray di mana?
Jamal Murray di sebelah Murray. Karena Jamal Murray second off. Waktu lawan Suns, Jamal Murray tuh ngilang loh 3 game.
Okay, but ultimately kan he came up big in the end. And game 1 or 2 I think, right?
Game 1 meledak, 2, 3, 4, mati. Game 5 okay, standar.
But Aaron Gordon wasn't there in, against the Lakers.
He guarded LeBron. Guarded it. He not minimize LeBron.
Cuma pengaruh Jamal Murray.
So you I'm being attacked.
Konsekuensi take yang sangat spicy dong.
Gini deh. Okay. Plus minus. I hate plus minuses. Tapi kalau misalnya gue ambil sample size-nya segede ini.
Yeah.
He's flat out. Dia tuh yang mempengaruhi. If you take Aaron Gordon out of that team, they won't be champions, man.
Bro, they could be cheated off.
Of that I agree. You take Aaron Gordon off the team, they're not winning.
But third best player, that's spicy, bro.
Give me your top three players this play. The top three players tuh di playoff ini. Number one, Jokic. Number two, Butler. Number three, siapa?
Gue Murray. Number three, Butler.
Okay, interesting.
Okay. You?
I'm Jokic, Murray, Butler. For the entire playoffs, yeah? Because I don't think it's fair kalau lo masukin Aaron Gordon ke kategori yang ibaratnya superstar gitu. Yang, you know, I haven't, like, he's the all-star like, category.
No, like, most impactful.
I'll tell you why. Being bedanya, being the superstar, you're going to have pressure. Like the best defenders on you. You're going to have the pressure. You're going to get the double teams. Aaron Gordon's not getting that yet sebelum dia juara saat ini. Tahun depan, I'm sure.
On offense. Beda.
On offense.
But on defense.
Oh, I agree. He's a great defender.
It's like locking up players left and right.
Kayak perbandingannya, sayangnya ya Aaron Gordon's got an advantage from that standpoint. Karena he outperformed his role. So you're seeing him dari kacamata kayak, wah Aaron Gordon gue ekspektasinya harusnya gini, ternyata gini.
Relatively speaking, yes.
Yeah.
Sebenarnya ya, tadi,
absolutely speaking, ya.
Tadi di C2 Day ini juga sebuah apa ya topik yang agak kesentuh sedikit. Because you asked me about what happened dengan Aaron Gordon di game 4 ya, when he exploded. And that's basically dia yang overperform role-nya. Yang agak bikin gue agak susah ya. Gue mungkin secara statistik you can point that and you can make the case ya. Adalah tadi analoginya gue selalu ngeliat Nuggets tuh kayak tim NFL. Bi.
What is that?
Jokic is the quarterback and everybody specialists. Yeah, so it was specialist.
Coba Abi bisa nebak nggak kalau Aaron Gordon main posisi apa?
Linebacker.
Oh yeah.
Atau strong safety lah. Atau strong safety lah.
Yeah.
Atau tight end.
See, he's tight end.
Kayak Taki lah kalau Iwan.
Kalau dia tuh fungsinya kalau misalnya tim NFL ya, kan like Gronk.
Gronk.
Ke bola mentalin orang gitu loh. Cuman
mismatch.
The fakta bahwa dia bisa menjadi spesialis itu adalah privilege yang dia dapetin sebagai role player di sebuah tim. Nah itu kayak gak ada tuntutan buat dia nge-carry tim itu. Kayaknya kalau di luar angle statistik, kalau kita ngomongin best player di entire playoff, that's something yang harus di take into consideration. Kayak workload lu, kayak beban yang lu pikul tuh segede apa gitu loh.
Beban ini kan di offense. You're gearing your conversation to the offensive
side.
Spicy, beban itu pasti offense kan.
Yeah.
If you shift the perspective ya ke beban defensive side, he's a superstar of defense.
Okay, I like this. Ini lo lagi benar-benar full Jose Mourinho di Simeone.
I'm standing. This is the hill I want to die on.
Respect. Okay.
Aaron Gordon Hill.
Okay.
But anyways, yes.
Okay, defense. So it's a defensive DPOI playoff. Okay.
DPOP.
Okay. Do we usually call the DPOI the MVP too? Sometimes.
Andre Iguodala.
Andre Iguodala.
He also got it. Dia juga jaga LeBron kan.
Amar bakal kesini and he's gonna protest that. Dia bilang, let's start LeBron here. Okay, but anyway, okay. A very, very interesting take.
Take kita lagi ngomongin apa sih? Aaron Gordon.
Pembelaan Aaron Gordon. Gue tuh lagi mikir apa covernya, karena Abi ngomong, gue udah nyiapin cover buat episode ini. Dengan Jokic, dia kan udah apa gue ganti jadi Aaron Gordon aja.
Gue bikin satu page khusus.
Terus kalau kayak gitu, why wasn't he finals MVP?
Karena Jokic, kan Jokic nomor satu.
Oh, satu. Oh, dia nomor tiga tadi ya? All right.
I'll agree with you here.
Yeah!
Oh, wait. I'll agree with you here.
Jesus.
I do put him above Jimmy Butler kalau dipikir-pikir ya. Soalnya, I mean, look, gue gak bisa, ini dong, omongan gue sendiri, I was very disappointed in Jimmy Butler di final series especially.
Yes.
Yeah, I was, Aaron Gordon over-exceeded my expectations. Tapi dari sisi itu, benar sih, I cannot put Jimmy Butler now on top, di atas Aaron Gordon right? Yeah. Atas,
yeah. Mungkin well, kalau gak
cedera. Aaron Gordon is not closing out a series against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, like.
Siapa lagi sih yang lawan? Boston Celtics.
The tight for third.
New York Knicks. Okay.
Tapi wait, for me, Butler nomor 2 loh, kalau di gue.
Oh iya, lebih
kan gue jawab di Jamal Murray yang gue jatohin.
Terus habis itu. I got Murray on top of Butler.
Yeah, gue, I'm not changing.
Paling aman kalau kita buat di top 5. Anyways.
Okay. Anything about, gini nih, ini kan tim Denver menang, right? We've seen juara nih agak gonta-ganti. Dalam musim terakhir we had
ada tadi tweet
words,
itu.
Right?
I'm gonna fire up this fact.
Okay,
di zaman David Stern cuma ada 8 tim. 30 tahun dia ruling di NBA. 8
zaman
tim
Silver?
Udah 7 baru 10 tahun.
Udah 7 dan itu dengan satu dua dinasti itu ya.
Yeah.
Silver tuh sejak tahun berapa ya?
I think baru belasan lah atau 11 max.
It was
coba gue cek ya.
David Stern tuh terakhir 2013 berarti. Berarti pas lagi Miami kan ya?
Iya.
Yeah. Miami, oke. Okay. Sih.
Iya kan? Interesting, right?
So, jadi ada cukup banyak parity di NBA.
Finally,
jelas.
Or this Denver team is very very well equipped to become the next dynasty. Abby, okay, are they immediate first favorites buat musim depan buat lo?
Menurut gue dengan mereka cuma mainin 7 pemain ya, 8 lah sorry. Kadang-kadang Jeff Green atau Christian Brown kan di series ini mungkin lebih kepake Christian Brown, but bayangin ya, sekarang orang lihat Jokic is 26. Jamal Aaron Gordon is 28, Jamal Murray is 25. They have young core. Dan mereka juara dengan 8 rotasi 8 pemain dan belum ada yang ring chasing. And ring chasing I mean di sini adalah veteran yang sebenarnya masih bisa dapat gaji puluhan juta.
Oh, bukan Jam Green.
And
ya.
Taking. Bukan Deandre Jordan. Shout out Deandre Jordan, man.
Oh iya, bener-bener.
Yeah. He blocked.
He looks good. He looks good.
Gue pengen shout out Reggie Jackson, tapi dia gak main aja.
Tadi main di game 3.
Sempat deh.
Game 3.
Siapa deh? Oke.
Game 3. Dia dapat
Reggie Jackson, man. Let's go.
Dia dapat ring duluan daripada Russell Westbrook. And Deandre Jordan got a ring for CP3.
That's right.
Two fail. Come out. Okay, anyways, but yeah, dia belum ada veteran ring chasing ya. Yeah. And I think Bruce Brown tadi waktu di, gue gak tau apakah dia mabok atau apa, but he said he's gonna be back. He's gonna, dia kontraknya 2 tahun, tapi tahun depan itu player option.
Dan kemungkinan bakal decline dia.
Dia mau opt-in. Kayak Bobby Portis itu Milwaukee lah.
Mau opt-in. Jadi,
lagi euforia juara bos. Oh. Okay, tadi gue nge-tweet. Kalau kata ini ya, di keluarga gue nih, don't make, this is like the two worst mistakes.
Apa nih?
A man atau
anybody
a human.
Can make, yeah.
Anybody can make, sorry. Jangan make decisions when you're mad. Jangan bikin keputusan kalau lu marah. Jangan bikin janji kalau lu senang. You just made a promise when you're happy. Anyways.
Kemungkinan menurut lu perbedaan duit yang bisa dia dapat. So second year itu berapa?
Duitnya? 7 jutaan.
7 juta. He's gonna command north of 10 lah ya.
Pasti. Cuman kalau dia opt-in, the next seasonnya lagi itu Denver bisa go over the cap untuk resign him for like a larger deal karena ada early bird rights-nya.
Nah kalau situasi sekarang
dia kan kontrak udah ada, jadi emang udah kehitung. So
kalau seandainya dia opt out itu cuma 8 juta ya?
Iya maksimal karena ada raise-nya itu 120% dibanding gaji sebelumnya.
Oh oke.
Okay. And that counts. But anyways, kalau misalnya ada veteran ring chasing ya. They sign someone from the waiver wire dan kawan-kawan. And these guys are like locked in long term contractually. So I think it could be like
situasi capnya tuh nggak sebapuk jauh lah dibandingin
Warriors,
Golden
State.
Gitu ya.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah.
Pelajaran-pelajaran apa tuh yang bisa di? Who do you think is, kalaupun mereka dibilang sebagai contender top musim depan, who do you think is the team that they would fear the most?
Warriors. Yang bisa kalau misalnya mau lawan Denver, lu harus bisa bikin Jokic kayak keringetan lebih di offense kan. Fall trouble. Kalau tadi lihat ya, fall trouble tuh. I mean, we haven't spoken about this, but Gordon in fall trouble, Jokic in fall trouble, that's through Denver. Gak ada ritmenya sama sekali.
Jadi lu butuh agitator lawannya.
Agitator. If Draymond stays and then Steph still there, so Warriors lah paling ditakutin.
Okay.
Yang pasti bukan Lakers.
Phoenix dengan Vogel yang sudah melatih DeAndre Ayton?
I want to see them first.
Oh.
Karena masih bahkan lucu sekarang ya? Rosternya pun kita nggak tahu apakah CP3 masih di sana apa enggak. Yes.
Sebelum sekarang tuh it's like gua pribadi ya. I don't know how much it applies to you guys. I was like, okay, Denver develops. I want to see them first. Now it's everybody else.
Ya yeah, harus.
I want to see them first.
Tapi gue tetap warrior sih paling ini. Dan kalau Celtics sadar diri ya, mungkin paling bahaya karena they got Robert, Al Horford.
True. And the jumlah wings. Jumlah dia. Philly with Nick Nurse. Philly with Nick Nurse. Paul.
Look at Paul's face.
Paul, Philly with Nick Nurse.
A nurse ain't enough.
If a doctor isn't enough, why should a nurse be enough?
They had a doc. They got a nurse.
Do you think Harden's gonna go or not?
Tough call. Mm. I can't read this one. Mm. I would like him to stay.
Yeah, I want to see sebenarnya.
Well, sebenarnya kayak agak musim lalu agak nanggung menurut gue sih. I don't know if that's how he feels about it. Tapi I would like to at least give Embiid a chance.
Ini tuh, Rudy, debat ini semakin jomplang ya. Embiid sama Jokic nih. I don't think like, it's nowhere near.
It never was.
Really though.
It never was.
Really? Kalau bukan karena Kendrick Perkins, it never was. Gue setuju sama Paul.
Like the media, because the media voted, but because the media voted him MVP. Tapi kalian semua emang mikir dia MVP di atas Jokic, enggak kan? We talk about this all the time. Nope. If you talk to basketball fans, rata-rata sih mereka bilang, ya Jokic lah yang lebih jago.
It was
okay. I think it was pretty
50-50. I don't think so at all. Nobody.
Here you go, MVP.
Really? Nobody I knew said Embiid was a better player ever. Than Jokic at any point in time.
Player, okay. But
right?
MVP?
MVP is voted on by several people from the media. It's not any of our opinions. Jadi kita gak pernah ngerasain.
Really ya? Nggak, so this whole time, Abby was highlighting Aaron Gordon and his defense. And I thought defense adalah sebuah separator di mana, or you can make the case that Joel Embiid is in the conversation sama Nikola Jokic.
He is in the conversation, tapi di ujung-ujungnya mau segimana pun, I pick Jokic.
Yeah, no. It's true. You are being consistent, Abby.
Yeah, Jokic.
Okay. I was, nggak, kalau gue pribadi, humble pie. Gue tidak menyangka his offensive excellence tuh, at this level perbedaan dibandingin sama siapa namanya Embiid. So
you know, if history teaches us anything is that the smart players like the cerebral players orang yang pakai otak mainnya they tend to get better as in they the playoffs, age even if they lose physical ininya ya strength and agility
itu yang semakin bikin proyeksi soal Jokic menakutkan kan. Because even at some point, ketika dia hilang physical gifts-nya, he's still gonna have
IQ.
Tapi IQ.
Yang bahaya justru ini motivasi dia sebenarnya. Jadi kalau ada bahasan juga, jadi kalau misalnya lo lihat video-videonya, dia nggak kelihatan kayak orang yang baru menang kayak dulu Kevin Garnett atau That's LeBron true. Waktu menang lawan buat Cleveland.
Bener.
Dia kayak, okay, job's done. I wanna go home.
wait till next year.
I thought that was badass though.
It's badass, tapi. Gue takut ada sebuah moral hazard di mana nanti dia kayak ngerasa oh juara tuh kayak gini aja dan he stops trying atau kayak he's complacent udah nggak perlu.
I think it's the opposite. Gue justru merasa killer, itu sebaliknya. I thought that's really cold. Shit, kayak man. Damn dia menang aja gini berarti ekspektasi dia tuh apa? Iya dong kayak ini bukan belum goal gue guys kayak mungkin buat kalian tapi gue so cold, man. 5
that was
gitu.
Like
so he wants more.
Yes, yeah. That's what it indicates to me. If you're not even reacting that much at this. This is the grand prize. And then he says, no, it's not.
Gua tuh agak lupa ya. Dulu ketika LeBron got his first ring. Ketika siapa lagi ya? Got that first.
Garnett.
Pelatihnya Garnett gitu. Okay lah LeBron ketika disign sama Miami was like 6-8 rings. Right?
Promise-nya.
Iya, ketika dia ada apa sih yang tiga-tiganya keluar.
Oh,
terus
not
kayak,
one.
Not one, one, not two. Not two. It went up to 7, I think. 7. Way too long.
Nggak, cuma when he won though, lebih ketika lo teriak gitu kan, lebih kelihatan kayak lo
lega
relief sebenarnya.
Yeah, it's relief.
Gitu, finally, oh got one gitu kan.
Yeah.
Ini Mike Malone tuh dengan sangat mudah bilang setelahnya kayak, we're just getting started. Bagi gue tuh kayak,
interesting.
Jadi Mike Malone kan ada ini kan game checklist tinggal sisa berapa game sisa. Ternyata abis game kelima ini, he tore it off, he revealed championships. Jadi baru satu doang.
Oh shit.
Oh, plot twist. Yeah, they, of course they have multiple championships in mind. They have such a young team, like you said.
Menarik. I hope that's the case.
Justru mereka tuh di posisi yang kayak mubazir kalau ambisinya cuman
segitu doang.
Cuman
that's
segitu.
Why I think someone needs to keep Jokic like, you know, motivated.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, and speaking of physical. Dan kalau ngomongin physical abilities, tadi kan kita selalu ngomong dia dari sisi otak ya,
pinter.
Apa. Do you notice how fit he is?
Yeah.
Like 40 minutes, yes. No problem, lari juga gak pernah terakhir.
Game 3 itu gila tuh, 44 minutes I think dia main. Bener. Yeah.
So physically he's getting better.
Yes.
He's
faster. Tapi masih.
Iya, itu selalu.
Tapi terus.
Yeah, and he's always running when they're not playing.
Yeah, Paul.
Paul, lo kan, lo kalau ngomongin fisik, tadi gue liat lo nge-post kan, berat lo, persentase lo. What is your educated guess? Seandainya lo jadi mesin Tanita nih, yang ukur. Like, what is his composition, Paul? Because kan dari
it's not
luar,
great.
It's still not
it's
great.
It's not great.
Okay, so.
It's not ideal. Kalau body score kan itu nanti ada body score, you don't know how they come up with the score, pokoknya nomor ini semua masuk sebuah formula, boom, keluar body score.
Yeah.
Bawa 80 sih kayaknya.
Persentase.
Iya, kayak we're talking NBA player, huh?
Tapi persentase fatnya berapa?
Oof, 15 plus.
Still 15 plus.
Maybe that's where he gets his energy though.
You can tell from the arm.
Like burning.
But also to my trained eye, because I am certified.
For sure.
He does look slimmer and leaner. Cuman dia bukan tipe badan yang akan membangun otot gitu. But he looks much slimmer. Look at him in the lane. He's lincah banget. Spin kiri, spin kanan. Kayak, he wasn't like that like 2 years ago.
So jadi Luka Doncic next season.
Udah ada kan waktu
itu. Lebih kurus.
Lu kata orang-orang, ini this is how NBA players look when they're not wearing their jerseys. The jersey adds a few pounds.
So Nikola Jokic though, yeah. Where is he now? Like, kita harus narik ini agak lebih makro nih.
Mm.
In the conversations. All time.
I would love untuk Amar ada untuk conversation ini sebenarnya.
Kenapa?
Dia kalau misalnya ngomongin kayak all time gitu, it's just.
Dia cukup ini ya.
Udah dari sama Paul, gue tinggal diem.
Okay. But di Mount Rushmore. Rushmore itu 4 apa?
4
ya, oke. Okay. Is he on the Rushmore of centers of all time yet? Atau mungkin patungnya kecil di bawah gitu kayak. Kayak bentar lagi bakal dipindahin. Where is he, Paul? Where is he on your rank? Kalau centers of all time,
I would say he's not there yet. Not there yet. Gua nggak pernah suka compare pemain yang masih aktif, apalagi yang di umurnya masih semuda itu.
So much.
Okay, here's my answer.
So much.
No, he's not there. But yes, one day he will be. Barring injury, ya. Maksudnya ini sort of like fatal, yang bukan fatal, tapi yang nggak bisa karirnya jadi kepotong pendek. If he has a decent career, plays in his mid-30s at least, yeah, he'll be on my round. Because multiple championships, I do believe it. Okay, that's one thing you need to be a center, to be on that Mount Rushmore, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, kalau ngomongin top five, well, obviously again, Bill Russell is there.
Rings. Kareem
for sure. Will statistically, right?
Mm-hmm. So that
leaves you with, I would say, yeah, if we put Hakeem in there, he has 2 rings. Multiple champions.
Correct.
Dua, gitu,
correct.
Kan?
Counts.
And Shaq, obviously, and Shaq, just flat out dominant. Shaq tuh 4 deh.
Shaq, ya 4.
Yes.
Okay. 3 sama 1.
Tim Duncan a 4 or 5? 4 lah ya.
4 lah.
4 lah ya.
Biar sama Garnet, sama Garnet yang mainnya.
4 or 5? Parah sama Tim Duncan.
4?
He's a 4.
4.
He's a 4.
Di baru belakangnya.
Jangan dibikin ribet.
That's, I think, is a testament to
Tim Duncan. I know what you're going to ask. So who does Jokic knock off in 15 years?
Okay, here's the thing though ya. Kita tuh praise banget sama Hakeem ya.
Personally,
but I think, okay.
No, me, that's just me.
But I do think he is the one yang bakal gue keluarin.
If Jokic gets, yeah.
I would.
If Jokic gets 3, yeah.
Wilt bagi lo statistiknya segila itu ya. Wilt tuh ringsnya 1 atau 2 ya?
2.
Oh 2, okay. Multiple ya. Berarti sama Hakeem. Yeah, then lo
tapi dia scoring dominance yang
susah.
Hakeem faced some weak competition, man.
Okay.
Come on.
Top 5 kan udah.
That's interesting. Downplaying Hakeem.
He's, yeah.
Shaq masih rookie. Ewing?
He just got lucky, man. At the right time, like Jordan retired.
Jadi lo tidak setuju dengan debat bahwa si Robert Horry di apa masyarakatnya Matt Barnes, All Smoke, bilang we would have beaten that Chicago team.
Karena hampir itu sebenarnya. Kalau misalnya Suns enggak buzzer beat, Utah Jazz dan John Stockton di Western Conference Finals. Itu kan before. Dia buzzer beater.
Di musim selanjutnya.
Itu bisa ketemu tuh padahal. Jadi karena this the Republican and like that pedophile. We didn't get a chance.
Anti-vaksin.
Those two more posts. Eh, taruh deh. Back to the topic.
Coba Jokic di mana?
Nah, karena sekarang kalau misalnya ada di top 5 udah fix ya.
Yeah.
We all agree. Nah, 6 sampai 10 ini ada Moses Malone, David Robinson, Patrick Ewing, George Mikan, sama Bob McAdoo. Apakah?
I got Jokic on top of all those.
All of them. So he's 6 now.
All of them.
Interesting.
You know what? I don't know. Ini lo bakal kaget tau gak ya? Yang bakal gue taruh lebih deket yang baru dilangkahin sama Jokic itu bukan semua nama tadi.
Dwight Howard.
No. Bill Walton. Portland. He brought Portland juga sekali.
Yeah.
Dan dia yang gaya mainnya paling mirip sama Jokic.
It does.
Passing.
Pass is assist. Yeah.
Sebenarnya salah satu what if yang gede adalah what if he wasn't injured. Injury dia tuh parah, man.
Back.
Gue lupa apakah sama Boston tuh dia sempet dapet gelar atau enggak.
Dapet sekali.
Sekali ya. Cuma udah tua. Udah.
Why is Bill Walton not on that list?
Bawah banget.
Gimana sih? Like itu kan 16. Pemain yang pake IQ, Bi.
Okay, wait.
That's the type of player.
If we're talking
17,
if we're talking cerebral players, Shaq boleh dikeluarin sih dari.
Hey, you don't have to make the top 50. He doesn't have to have a brain when he has.
Tapi
dominansi Shaq sih yang
exactly
ngeri banget.
Pokoknya menurut gue, I think gue setuju. Gue nggak sorry. 5 tadi plus David Robinson and number 7 is Jokic right now.
David Robinson though.
How much is Jokic weigh? Do you know? Top of your head?
Wait, I see 280.
Close to 300.
Yes.
Shaq was close. It was 300.
300. I think it was 340 or
284.
I think when you say dominance, you mean physical dominance. Karena the Shaq literally dunked on people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Jokic is no less dominant in the paint, if you ask me.
Cuma tapi dengan finesse. Cara yang lain gitu.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
It's very dominant. Okay. It feels like he can kiri, kanan, hook, whatever, lay it in. And even the shots that miss, bounce in. Kayak he's just very dominant.
Itu sempat dibahas sama si Nick Nurse kan?
Waterpolo.
Yeah.
Iya benar.
Soft touch. Gue udah pernah nyebut ini, but I'll say it again. Mungkin ini karena bias gue nonton NBA di tahun 2000-an awal ya. Shaq tuh sempat dijaga sama satu center namanya Todd McCullough. The hands, how soft, how delicate. Kayak bolanya tuh ketika kena ring tuh peng mantul masuk.
Karena, is it Shaq or McCullough?
No, McCullough. Okay. McCullough. Tapi itu dia tuh sebenarnya he was young ketika ketemu Shaq, but he had injury. I think he's dia Canadian gak ya lupa gue. Karena masalah cedera tuh dia cuma main kayak 3-4 tahun di liga. Jokic has a bit of that. Dan sebenarnya kan komnya ada sama Bill Walton, ada sama Arvydas Sabonis.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the soft hands, itu komnya bagi gue tuh Todd McCullough.
Yeah, interesting.
Gitu. The going up down the floor, maybe that's a bit of Sabonis. The passing.
Sabouter.
Like he's like, kalau lo nge-upgrade pemain-pemain yang disebut tadi, hasilnya Jokic sih.
Yeah.
So Jokic is...
Kalau lo gabungin beberapa orang, jadi Jokic sih.
Tadi tuh, satu komp yang, kan ini biasa nih abis menang nih banyak komp ya. Salah satu komp yang bikin gue ngakak tuh adalah, Jokic adalah anaknya Hakim Olajuwon sama Larry Bird. Yang dilatih sama Kevin McHale.
Oh, the post moves.
Post moves. Sebenarnya mungkin kalau post moves-nya lebih kayak Kevin McHale. Shooting-nya yang from behind of his head.
Larry Bird.
Who's his brain like? Karena in the Mount Rushmore, he would be number one kalau ngomongin IQ.
You know what? Right now, LeBron.
I like that.
LeBron. LeBron sendiri yang bilang kan. Gini, his brain tuh... Some of the simple things yang jangankan jadi highlight ya masuk masuk top shot atau apapun tuh juga nggak mungkin lawan zone dia langsung jalan ke key ke dunker spot just those little things pinternya tuh di situ
and it's like the ball cannot leave his hands fast enough. Kayak belum nyampe pun dia udah pengen dorongin itu karena dia udah lihat bahwa Aaron Gordon udah bakal cut dari 3 point line.
Timing. Kapan dia mesti nahan delay 1 detik lebih lama buat right. kasih right pass or kapan gua harus sedetik lebih cepat sama those touch passes on those pin downs tuh.
Yeah, so again like from a center, yeah, we've seen a few great passing centers. But with the mindset to deliver like that, gue belum pernah lihat sih.
Makanya kalau IQ is number one.
Yeah. So put him on the Mount Rushmore based on the IQ. Fact that he's the smartest center ever.
Lu kalau main FIFA, actually di NBA 2K juga ada. Kan there's stats kan?
Yeah.
Like there's a card. Now, when it's IQ, it's probably 95 to 100.
98 ya lah ya.
Yeah. Lebih dari like itu. Like it's pretty maxed out.
Yeah, that's max.
Yeah, the perfect player maybe is otaknya dia dan mungkin badannya Giannis kali itu. Gue gak tahu gitu. So anything else just to wrap up this season finals episode? Any notes yang mau disampaikan terbaik terkait Denver Nuggets and Jokic? Pesan untuk the casuals atau apa nih?
KCP.
Kenapa?
Shout out man, 2-time NBA champ.
Yeah. For sure. The C stands for championship, man.
Yeah. Kenny Pope.
Yeah. For me, MPJ, I was talking to you in the first half. Yeah. I said, I need MPJ to do something. So at least he deserves his ring. Yeah, and he did. Yeah. He's 7-for-17. Not a great percentage, but he hit a few moments.
And like, the rebounds.
Big moments. Yeah. Yeah. Dan dia, gue senangnya dia gak give up gitu. Like, yeah. He just kept, yeah. Dia semangat. I like that. I like his, we love his jump shot. We're a big fan of. So beautiful.
It's like a rifle. Yeah. It's like a little bit of Kevin Durant and Ray Allen actually. That sort of released, rifle. Yeah,
I love it.
Pistol.
One last thing. Is Ken Jeong a thing now? Like is he a Denver? Karena we'll be seeing a lot more Denver in the playoffs.
Dia emang beneran warlock Denver ya?
Iya. Yeah. Makanya dia emang main di community kan?
Denver.
Community di Colorado.
Yes, itu. Yes.
Greendale Community College.
And I think he was trying to be like, "Hello guys, I was in community." Tapi dia, soalnya dia beli tiket sendiri kan?
Iya,
$10,000.
Gini, sebenarnya Denver tuh ya, tiap kali gue nonton, selebriti terbesarnya itu bukan Hollywood.
Superstar
NFL team.
Yes.
Ada si Russell Wilson, ada Peyton Manning
was there,
nonton. Yeah. Ada si Prongos itu baru ganti pelatih Sean Payton.
Ya.
Tadi yang latih Saints. Satu pelatih yang paling sukses. Jadi ya.
Yeah. Okay, so does this championship put the Nuggets at least the top two sports in Denver? Because right now
basketball.
They were number three.
Basketball.
Hockey. Baseball. Oh iya, hockey.
Oh, hockey, football.
Colorado Avalanche.
Right
multiple
now,
championships okay, no. By the way.
kalau all time,
yeah.
It's still NFL sama hockey, gue gak tau mana yang lebih banyak.
Yeah.
But as of this moment, I think the Nuggets tuh di atas Broncos. It's more
Broncos tapi gak sempat juara waktu LA dan kawan-kawan kan?
No. This season. Not this season.
Okay.
Kalau all time for sure LA.
Yeah, but this season.
That being said, gue belum cukup banyak membaca soal NFL musim depan sort of project, right? where does this team gitu because dia dapat pelatih yang baru. But as of now, karena gini, I'm a Pacers fan, Paul.
Yeah.
Gue ngikutin sebuah tim yang kotanya tuh shifting.
Okay.
It was never really an NFL town sebenarnya. Until the sheriff Peyton Manning came to town,
Omaha
finally won something gitu, and then it sort of became a problem. And then ya abis itu kan tim basketnya juga nggak kemana-mana kan. Gitu. Gue lupa satu pertanyaan lagi actually. Jadi where do you rank this Denver team dalam apa ya di antara tim-tim juara dalam 10 tahun terakhir?
Sampai ya. Miami berarti.
Iya dengan obviously Warriors with Durant gue rasa masih mending agak
kita istirahat
susah,
dulu
ya.
Yeah. Wait, how far back are we going? 10 years?
Miami LeBron.
Okay.
Spurs yang waktu Kawhi.
Okay.
Abis itu berarti adalah the first Warriors. Mm-hmm. Yang ada Harrison Barnes. Mm-hmm. Cavs yang LeBron. Mm-hmm. And then Warriors-nya Durant 2 kali.
Mm-hmm.
Yours around the Raptors. Mm-hmm. With Kawhi.
Lakers in the bubble.
Giannis and then I like Warriors dengan Wiggins and kawan-kawan.
Well, obvious Warriors Durant udah inilah ya.
Mm-hmm.
Echelon lainnya.
Did they beat any of the LeBron teams?
So what, we have the Heat LeBron.
You have Cavs LeBron and Lakers LeBron.
Cavs LeBron.
who hit LeBron. Are we including hit LeBron 2013?
Masih masuk terakhir.
Ooh, that's so hard.
This, fuck, that makes it so much
susah.
Karena ada D-Wade, you got Bosh.
I know where, I think I put them third, behind, I put the Golden State Warriors with KD, I put the Heatles, and then I put the Nuggets. Because that first team, that Warriors team, was the one team that didn't face elimination game throughout the entire run. Denver just did it as well this year. What's that?
What's
your number
for that?
Tim,
what would
my number?
Oh, mereka
nggak
kena elimination game. Team the only other team that did it was. The only team that did it was the Warriors with KD.
Yeah.
And I put the Heatles because I imagine them going head to head. I would LeBron at that prime.
Prime yeah, LeBron. Yeah.
Okay. Team keempat.
Number four. Well, you guys go for it. Where do you guys? Gue kan tadi mikir rankingnya Nuggets gimana kan pertanyaannya.
Oke, gini. Lawan prime LeBron ya. Bagi gue itu sebenarnya sebuah posisi, sebuah perbandingan yang bisa berubah if this team wins again. Fakta bahwa tim LeBron, prime LeBron itu menang dua kali, actually for me is what edges it. Not the prime LeBron. Karena gue tidak ngerasa mereka punya, prime LeBron akan dijaga sama Aaron Gordon. Prime LeBron would still score a lot.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Clamps.
But here's the thing.
I like Aaron Gordon, but I'm not married to him.
Kalau Lakers LeBron
enggak
apa-apa, tapi jangan suruh dia jaga.
Not Heat
LeBron.
Itu satu. Terus yang kedua adalah that Heat team, he had Bosh going small five, but it wasn't really renowned untuk apa namanya di dalam paint.
Joel
Anthony. Verticality.
Joel Anthony.
Sama
Joel Anthony maksud.
Sama yang terakhir tuh I think Dwayne Wade tuh sebenarnya di musim kedua dia musim keduanya LeBron dapat juara di situ udah
turun.
Trajectory-nya tuh udah turun sebenarnya. Itu yang sebenarnya bagi gue bikin series lawan Pacers tuh lebih deket.
Ya.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, verticality well just but actually Dwayne Wade was already on his way down menurut gue. So, menurut gue sih gue enggak akan surprise kalau Nuggets itu
menang.
Ngelangkahin.
So the second best championship team.
Second best.
No.
Atau
kalau misalnya menang, I think it's a conversation ya. Kalau misalnya they get another championship, gue akan milih Nuggets. And I think Spurs lebih jago sekarang daripada waktu itu.
Okay, so you would put if they win next season, you would put them above that Heatles.
Yeah.
Karena sama menang dua back to back. Back to back ya, bukan cuma dua gitu back to back.
Gue nggak top 3.
Okay.
So first one's Durant pasti.
Okay.
Yang kedua ini beda for toss up, tapi 2-3 ini menurut gue tight second lah.
Okay.
Itu antara the LeBron Heatles sama the Spurs team yang 2014 yang ngalahin.
Oh yeah, shit, that's a good team.
Oh yeah, yeah. Pop.
Fuck, that's a good
pop.
Team. Yeah.
Pop. So yeah, I think. Sorry Nuggets.
Itu tuh sebenarnya jangan-jangan tim itu nggak dapat kredit yang semestinya because di musim selanjutnya they were bumped out in the first one lawan Clippers si Chris Paul. Out of all teams.
Di Andre Jordan.
I would put the Bucks before that Spurs team.
Ooh, that is interesting. Sorry.
I just remember they were quite dominant when they won the championship.
Yeah, with the healthy Middleton.
Yeah. That year, kan kita lagi ngomong at that time. Yeah, that
PJ
year.
Tucker juga.
PJ Tucker.
That's a good team.
Yeah, that's probably what they sort of lost. role players yang sangat dependable.
If Miami had PJ Tucker this season dengan shooting kayak tadi ya, kayak season ini ya.
I think we can agree di 3 ke 6 mungkin ya. Kayaknya bedanya tuh lah. Lumayan marginal ya. Enggak yang clear cut gitu. No love for Warriors LeBron yang mengalahkan
Cavs LeBron.
Yeah.
No.
Second team?
He carried those
teams. That was really LeBron.
Karena kalau, susah.
He carried those teams.
Kevin Love, man. He's going to ngejagin. Tristan Thompson, man. Bakal ngejagin. Jokic, you don't love that? Okay, itu aja buat box out kali ini. Sounding aja ya. Mungkin nanti kita taruh di bagian interaktifnya. Di podcastnya.
Nah.
debat soal which is the best team and yada and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Akhir kata, it's good. The job here is done. I'm gonna go home.